I tell Hassan, I say, I call upstairs. I'm finna go with my cousin. I call upstairs. I say, Hassan, let's roll. Hassan comes downstairs, and Hassan is way past smiling. Hassan has a lot of glee in his face. He come down and jump in the truck, and that man hollers out, I'm so excited. I'm about to go to the hood with my father. I said, hey, don't say it like that. When you get over that, don't say it like that. We in the truck, we going down the street, and I know Hassan is very happy. Hassan is very happy. Hassan hollers out, Father, can you play my music? I said, cool, Hassan. Because see, the thing is, I don't have no problem with Hassan's music. Nothing. Hassan is 13. He's only been to one concert. He was 11 years old. Hassan came and asked. This was his request. I'm in my house, minding my own business. Son came and knocked on my bedroom door. And that man said, Father, I said, what's up, Hassan? I would like to attend a concert. I said, Hassan, what concert would you like to attend? He said, Father, I would like to go see The Elements. I said, wait a minute. Who are The Elements, Hassan? Is it some little white internet group you've been listening to? He said, no, Father. They're formerly known as Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, my goodness. My son wants to see Earth, Wind, and Fire. I bought the tickets immediately. Do you understand what I'm saying? Me and my son about to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire. Smart Financial Center. Me and Hassan going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hassan is the youngest person in this whole entire concert. I know that for facts, because I was the second youngest person. Everybody else in that concert. Do you remember? It was niggas rolling in with oxygen tank. Nigga, why I'm supposed to be sitting there? It was so much oxygen, it was crazy, right? Me and Hassan, we rolling. And we get to the hood. Get to the hood, because Hassan, he back there, he ain't paying attention, because he back there singing Reasons all off key. Reasons, the reasons that we are here. All off key, right? And Hassan, he didn't notice that it's different a little bit now. And I looked in that mirror. Hassan has no more glee in his face. Hassan is gleeless, you know what I'm saying? He back there like this. That man said, Father, where are we? I said, this the hood, son. He said, ugh. I said, hey, man, don't say that, boy. I'm from over here. Don't say that, boy. Don't get fucked up, boy. Don't say this from where I'm from. He said, Father, this is where you're from. I said, yes. He said, I said, Hassan. What's wrong with over here? Hassan, you wouldn't stay over here? Now, I'm not saying that the boy can't answer the question, but I didn't like the speed of the answer. Let me finish my whole damn sentence first. All I said was, Hassan, you would no. I said, wait a minute, boy. I said, Hassan, why wouldn't you stay over here? Now, it's a difference between being bougie and being disrespectful. I simply asked that man why he wouldn't stay over here. That man said, look at it. I said, did you just do some Michael Jackson shit over my home neighborhood? I said, that's a new shopping center right there. What the hell you mean, look at it? And we riding, and I'm trying to show the boy stuff that means something to me. I said, y'all know. You see the high school right there? That's the school that your daddy went to. He judging. Did it always have bars around it? Man, look at the school, not the bars, man. Amity Park. I take him by the park. Amity Park. Known park. I say, Hassan, a lot of legendary players then came out this park. Moses Malone played up here. And then Rashard Lewis came out this park. This is where your daddy used to wet their ass up at this park. That band judging. Talking about, you played basketball outside? Yes, Hassan, people play basketball outside. In the heat? You know something? Don't worry about it, Hassan. Don't even worry about it. We get to my cousin's house. I don't want to show him shit else. We ain't finna do no more landmarks. Right? Get to my cousin's house. And we at my cousin's house, and we chilling. I'm in there talking to my cousin. Me and my cousin chopping it up. And I got to go to the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom. I walk past the boys' room. And I stop because I hear Hassan talking. And I know my son. I know my son 100%. Anytime Hassan says, so let me get this straight, he about to say some bullshit. Hassan, I'm listening. Hassan says, so let me get this straight. All three of y'all stay in this room. I bust in there, get your ass, come here, bring your ass in, come here, come here. Yeah, you come here right now. Come here, Hassan. Shut your ass up. Don't you say no shit like that no more, Hassan. Everybody don't live like you live. You got your own room. That's fine, Hassan. Shut your ass up. Hassan said, "Father, it is three of them. It is one dresser and two beds." I said, "Hassan, I don't give a damn. One of the beds smell like urine." I said, "Hassan, you don't stay here. Shut your ass up." Everybody in the hood got a pissy cousin. Shut up. And we over there hanging out a little while longer, talking to my cousin. And it's a hallway, right? It's a hallway in my cousin. That's a hallway. And I'm talking to my cousin. And I look in the hallway. Hassan is in the hallway trying to get my attention. Hassan walking by. Hassan come back by. Hassan, what's wrong, Hassan? He said, Father, I'm jittery, Father. I said, what? He said, Father, I am jittery. I said, Hassan, what you mean you jittery? He said, my father, they gave me some red substance, Father, that had way too much sugar in it. I said, oh, shit. My son ain't never had Kool-Aid before. It's that real ghetto Kool-Aid. I know how my cousins make it, 2 bags of sugar per quart. I know how they make it. We had to dilute that boy. We had to get some water in that boy's system. We had to dilute him. Okay. So we over there hanging out a little while longer. I'm about to go. I say, let me use the restroom before I leave, right? So I'm in the restroom and I'm washing my hands and something comes over me. He said, you know, I'm gonna let Hassan grow up like I grew up. I don't know if y'all grew up like I did where you always wanted to stay at your cousin's house because they had different rules than you. The first time I was ever outside at night was at my cousin's house. Because I had to be in the house before the streetlights came on. And I'll never forget it. I'm at my cousin's house, and I noticed that it's dark. And I ran up to my cousin, I said, hey. Hey, man, we got to go. My cousin's like, why, what's up? I said, it's dark outside. He said, nah, we good. I said, we can be outside at night? He said, yeah, we go when we want to. Boy, that changed my whole life. Now I'm outside, yeah, what? Night walking, boy, you see it. So I say to myself, I'm going to let Hassan grow up the same way I grew up. Let him stay at his cousin's house. Now, I haven't discussed this with Hassan. Hassan is about to find out with everybody else. Man, I come in the living room, I say, "Kid Folk, hey, man, look out. I'm about to blaze, dog. Let's hear. Hassan can stay here with y'all tonight. My cousin, Solid. Man, Hassan. Hassan's so bougie, he referring to himself in third person. No, Hassan cannot stay here tonight. I don't know who this Hassan is that you speak of. I said, Hassan, why you can't stay here tonight? Now, I told y'all, it's the difference between being bougie and being disrespectful. That man, all I simply asked that man is why he can't stay here tonight. That man said, look at it. I said, put your damn hand down these people's house, Hassan. Hassan, you are staying. You are staying, Hassan. Hassan is pissed. And I know Hassan is pissed because I'm outside getting ready to leave and Hassan did not come say bye to his father. And I'm outside talking to my cousin and I'm really shaking on my decision to let him stay anyway. I'm already shaking on it. And my cousin, he ain't making it no better. I say, Kenfo, hey man, the guy, don't let nothing happen to my son. He ain't from around here. My cousin, oh man, come on now, boy. That's blood, that's family. Ain't nothing gonna happen to that boy, because these boys right here know anything jump off, I'm gonna pull my hammer out, boy, and it's hammer time, nigga. Nigga. Why are you at home with a gun? Like, what's going on with you? My cousin fired right back at me. Somebody, see, that's your goddamn problem. You live your ass live in that bougie-ass neighborhood. See, you don't know what it's like out here no more. Boy, I say, don't get it twisted, boy. Like, I ain't out here with my hammer, nigga. Hammer time. But see, I'm not at home. You see the difference? I'm not at home. I knew I was coming. Hey, man. Don't let nothing happen to my son. My cousin, like, Solid. Now I leave. Very leery. Man, I'm in that truck, and first of all, it's lonely in here without him. And I'm sitting there, man, I left my bougies on in the hood by myself for the first time. I get all the way home. I pull into that driveway and I'm sitting there. I say, you know something? I live 45 minutes away. It's gonna take me 45 minutes to get back. That's enough time for him to be in the hood by himself. He ain't gotta get it all at one time. I didn't get it all at one time. And you know how you talk out loud to yourself? I said to myself, man, let me go get my son. And as soon as I said it, that boy bopped out that back seat. No need. I am already here. I said, boy, you way more hood than I thought, boy. But you gonna hold your breath for 45 minutes in the back of this truck to pop out to my, no need. I'm already here. Dallas, y'all have been wonderful, man.